improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, kill more American soldiers in Iraq than any other weapon. Last year, the military spent more than $3 billion trying to fight them through better detection and better armor. Now there's another approach, hands-on IED training exhibits. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
On a big paved lot at Fort Drum in upstate New York, soldiers examine piles of rubble and dirt. Across the lots, a row of Humvees. A couple charred cars are parked next to a graded culvert. Like museum goers, the soldiers study one exhibit, then move on to the next. Major Stephen Cummings spots a gray blob inside a cinder block.
If you take a look at the block right up there inside here, you see like a little package inside there. That's where a shaped charge is.
It's an improvised explosive device, or IED, a simulation of the hidden killer soldiers fear in Iraq. More than a dozen are stashed around this lot. One's hidden under that yellow pylon, but there's not one in that metal pipe. Another's buried beneath a charred patch of pavement.
Some things are very obvious and some things are very hidden.
Staff Sergeant Michael Crane designed this new facility. He's an IED expert with the 2nd Brigade 78th Division, an Army unit that trains National Guard and Reserve soldiers before they deploy overseas.
I have graffiti written over on one of the guardrails over there. There can be a mark, a timing mark. There are rocks neatly stacked up inside the wire over there. That could be a timing mark or it could be just rocks stacked up over there.
U.S. soldiers were the targets of more than 1,000 IED attacks just in August. The bombs have killed more than 1,000 troops since the war began and injured 10,000 more. Most of those troops had never seen IEDs until they were deployed. Sergeant Todd Coudray returned from Iraq this spring.
Everything else they show you is on like a PowerPoint slide, and they say, well, this is a picture of what an IED would look like, but now you actually get to touch it and feel it.
Coudray picks among a pile of dirt and broken concrete. He points to what looks like a coat hanger poking out. It's an antenna. An insurgent would be hiding somewhere with a cell phone or garage door opener.
The trigger man will be maybe 100, 200 meters away, and as long as he's got line of sight on there, he'll be able to detonate that device from wherever he's at.
IEDs are made from everything from mortar shells and grenades to TNT and oil. They can spew shrapnel, fire, and hot gas several hundred feet. Coudray follows a wire from the antenna to a silver shell, half covered by dirt. He moves a chunk of concrete.
Here's another one right underneath here. You can see it. And they're all hooked together like daisy chained together. So when that guy hits that detonation device, all this whole line right here is going to explode.
IEDs killed 4 men from Coudray's unit. The Pentagon says IEDs are killing fewer people than they used to. It's too early to know how effective these models will be in a chaotic landscape littered with junk that may or may not be a bomb. And insurgents are always inventing new ways to hide IEDs, recently in animal carcasses and coffee cans. Command Sergeant Major Sonny Mitchell says this training teaches soldiers to be aware of what may be hidden in an everyday object.
They can walk around it, get the perspective of a U.S. or a coalition soldier, and then they can get behind it and get the perspective of what the enemy sees.
This one you'll see a lot over there in Iraq.
Sergeant Coudray walks to one side of what looks like an ordinary street curb. On the other side, a shell is implanted inside the curb, invisible from the road. Coudray shakes his head. He says this isn't just a training area, it's a memorial.
This is basically for all the soldiers that lost their lives for IED. Just one soldier is saved by this training, and it's worth it.
The Army is building IED training areas at bases around the country. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in northern New York.